Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at the fact that we are identified together with Christ. That's a powerful thing. So when you identify with Christ, you go basically from who you were, the old man, to the new man, which is in Christ. You go from loser to winner. You go from lost to found. You go from sinner to saint. And it just goes on and on and on. And the more you understand, the more you get to know, and the more revelation God gives us, I promise you, the better it gets. We are joint heirs together with Christ Jesus. So let's pick it up, let's move forward, and let's grow in our faith. In Revelation 1:18, I love it. He says, I am he that was dead and am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys to hell and the grave. Death, where is your sting now? That was the biggest fear for mankind. Where are we going after death? And you can read that in Romans 8. Talks about that there. You haven't been given a spirit of fear again to death. The biggest fear that we had was death. Amen. Some people still have that fear, but if you're born again, just be happy and don't worry about it. And in Jesus Christ's resurrection, now listen to this. God deposited everything in Christ that He wanted in man. He deposited everything in you and me that He wanted us to have in Christ Jesus. Jesus, when He said, it's finished, I've done the job. I've taken care of every sin, every sickness, everything for this people that they're going to receive me. It's all in Christ, which becomes yours. That's why you become a joint heir together with Christ. Comprende? God put on Christ, listen here, God put on Christ what He wanted out of you. He put sin on Christ because He wanted it out of you. He took a whipping on His back for sickness because He wanted it out of you. He took His shame, His punishment, everything, because He wanted it out of you. He put it on Him, your great substitute. Nobody else, nothing else, no way else. Praise God. And God put in Christ what He wanted in you. He put on Christ what He wanted out of you, but then He put in Christ what He wants in you. And that's what Jesus said. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now you guys go and do likewise. Become my ambassadors. Be my agents. Represent me because you got the power. He sent the 12 out. He said, I gave you authority. Go and heal the sick. Pray for those. They came back and they rejoiced. They said, even demons were subject to us. Didn't God say, believers in my name will cast out devils? The disciples came back after He said, yes, the power, even the demons. And He said, that's great, but rejoice rather that you're born again in the kingdom. That's more important than casting out a demon. He said those words, right? And so He said, cast out demons, pray in other tongues, lay hands on the sick. If attacks come against you, poisonous, venomous, whatever the attack is, it shall by no means hurt you. That's what He put in Christ. Christ told the 12 to go. They went, they came back rejoicing. Then He sent the 70 out. They came back with the same story, rejoicing. And then in the book of Acts, boom, all of the disciples, apostles were laying hands. It was mayhem. The devil didn't know what hit him. I thought we killed this man. I thought we got rid of this person they call the Savior and the King of Kings. We mocked him. We even put this as a King of the Jews on his cross. We were laughing at him. And now look at all these little Jesuses running around here in the book of Acts, healing the sick, raising the dead, doing everything that he did. Well, that's still you and me. We got to get some faith in us, and I'm passionate about it, and that's it. So the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ identifies you with a whole new creation. You're no longer who you were. You are born again. You've gone back to the original blueprint, the way God created and designed us to be. Before Adam and Eve fell, that's the blueprint that God's put in Christ for you and I to get born again. And now we are righteous as Adam was righteous, walking in the garden in the cool of the day, naked, talking with God. Him and Eve,
wife,
naked, talking with God. Soon as they sinned, they looked and saw that they were naked because sin stepped in. And now they saw bad. And then God said, no, I want that righteous people back. I'm getting my righteous ones back. And that's why Jesus went what he went through. And anyone who receives him becomes made righteous. Made righteous. The blueprint is back in place, folks. We are victorious. My God, my God. We got to get this thing and run with it. You're not the same person you were. Do you know that? Because the real you is your spirit, as you know. And we're not going to go through that. You're not that same spirit. That spirit's been taken out of you. And a brand new one put in. A righteous spirit. God's righteousness changed everything for you. Amen. And then the old man has been crucified. That's your will, mind, and emotions, and your flesh. He's supposed to be crucified. And the Bible says, put on Christ. Get rid of the old man and put on Christ. And so the more I read about Jesus and go into scriptures and study and prepare for messages, and I stand in absolute awe of this God. I don't even think I know him. I'm not joking. I don't think I know God. He does stuff sometimes I just say, you're kidding me. Are you kidding me? Do you ever get those moments? You think in a question and someone brings the answer straight out of the blue. I look up and say, come on. Do you ever get there? I hope you do. And so being a brand new person, you're not that one you were anymore. You may still act like you were, but you're growing better and better and you're getting less sinful every day, hopefully. Because if you're just wantonly sinning and it doesn't bother you, then you need to get saved. That's all I can say. Because if you can sin without falling on your face and crying, oh, God, forgive me, then you got a problem. John the Baptist said, show me the fruits of repentance. Remember when they came to him, the soldiers? What must we do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? He said, show first the fruits of repentance. Fruits of repentance means stop doing what you're doing, guys, right? So if you're not repentant in any way at all ever, then possibly, very possibly, you're not saved. Because if you're saved, you're going to shy away from sin. And when you do sin, which we all do occasionally, if you do sin, you know you have an advocate with the Father. And 1 John 1:9 tells you, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us, not make us new, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You are as righteous as you'll ever be, but you might have a stain on your righteousness, which is his righteousness. And you come to him and say, Father, please forgive me. I've been an absolute foolish person to do this. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. Stop. Help me. Do something. And you mean it from your heart. God looks at your heart and your motives. Amen. He's there to help us. But if you don't care, you've got a problem. So you're not the person you were before. So if you're old man, like most of us, it was Jesse Duplantis, if any of you know who he is. He was an incredible guy. We had him at our church in South Africa quite a few times. And he told a story one day. We just put it this way. He said, you know, the old man's been crucified, but most of us, we put the coffin that he's been crucified. He's in the coffin. We've got wheels on the back and we drag it around with us. And when someone cuts us off or does something we don't like, we turn around, open the coffin and say, get him. And he comes out. That's what happens. The old man's supposed to be crucified. Paul said, I put my flesh under and I keep it under. Have you noticed how you come up too often? I'm just coming up for air. Air me out. No, get back in that tomb. Self is a terrible thing. Amen. And self doesn't like to deny self. You know, I can tell when you see that pecan pie just there. And you know you want it, but you know you shouldn't have it. And self is now getting involved. Woo. It becomes a fight, right? You can no longer identify only with your natural family. Some of you can't even identify with them at all anymore. You are now identified with Christ. Let me tell you something. I call you my brothers and my sisters, and you do the same, right? We call each other Christians, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. If you, not from my original family, not DNA, if you are born again, and I got family members that are not born again, you are closer to me for all of eternity than they will ever be. You're my true brother and sister. Are you getting this? Until they get saved, they're not my brother and sister in the spirit realm now. Okay, we're talking spiritual things. Amen. So we've got to pray for our brothers and sisters to get saved. And the way you do that is you bind the devil from blocking their eyes and blocking their ears from seeing the gospel. Because it's the devil who does that. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So you can no longer identify only with your natural family. You are now identified with Jesus Christ. So I identify with Christ. I'm telling you, this is what God came up with. And then he kept the demons blinded to the fact that this was a mystery that was unfolding. He kept everyone blind to it. Everyone. That's why Peter said, far be it for you to be crucified. No way is it going to happen. He said, get behind me, Satan. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Yeah. He kept the blinders on. Peter, the disciples, all of them, when this all went down, we spoke about that. When this went down and he died, they ran, they scattered. I go fishing. Only John went. Peter went and listened, you know, kind of hid, and then he denied Christ 3 times. John was the one who went with the woman, Mary's and Mary's and Mary's. A lot of Hail Marys in that bunch. Amen. I'm not joking. They were all Mary Magdalene, Mary, his mother, and Martha and Mary. Wow. We now identify with Christ. We have now become proper agents of change. We have become world changers. We don't like to think so, but you can change someone's world with one word and boom, they get saved. You're a world changer. You change this world from disaster and destruction and hell in the grave to eternal salvation and life. And everyone that you touch and change somehow, either if you brought them to church, you told them, you did whatever you did to get them into a position to be saved by the Holy Spirit, not by us, by the Holy Spirit, you have now become a world changer for someone. And one person can set 1,000 to flight, and two can set 10,000 to flight. So now it's you and that buddy you just got saved. Now to the power of 10, we can get people saved in the planet. Come on, get this. The kingdom of God, he doesn't, listen, people say, well, God adds to you. No, he doesn't, he multiplies. He multiplies. You sow this and he give you 100%, 100-fold. He multiplies. Some people think he's the one taking away. No, he's not. The thief comes to steal, take away, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. I've come to give you life and give it to you abundantly so that you can walk in the fullness of who I've made you to be, a world changer.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us in our 10 a.m. services located at our 5200 Oleander Avenue campus in Fort Pierce.